Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Thanks to Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, for sponsoring this episode. Head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code SKIM50 to get 50% off. Hello, welcome to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And it's time for the Scott and Kim Show.
Skim Show.
The Skim Show. like milk, except who cares?
Better.
Yeah, better than milk. we're coming to you, what, 4 days, 5 days before Thanksgiving? 4 days? Five?
I don't know.
Here
the
in the States.
Week of Thanksgiving.
And I realize other countries have a version of this or have already done theirs. Like Canada had theirs in October, I guess, or something.
Yep.
So we're kind of alone when we do this one, but we all think of it as big as Christmas in terms of like everything shutting down.
Everything shuts down. Family usually tries to get together.
Yeah.
Not everyone. I mean, everyone does their own thing, but our family does try to get together for Thanksgiving and then for Christmas.
We used to play football in the morning. We don't do that anymore.
Early morning.
Yeah. Touch. Football.
Free game, touch football.
Why don't we do that anymore? Is it when Wendy's not here to rally everybody up? Is that the deal?
It's because I'm old. Too old to organize that one.
Because it felt like back then.
Because I used to play.
It was all windy, though. She'd be like, all right, let's go. Who's playing?
I'd be freezing out there and no one cared.
Didn't always love it, but most of the time it was a good time. Not this year.
Well, I mean, we have a bunch of guys in the family that could get together and play football, and there's a space for it, so.
Oh, that's true. Know. Maybe we will, because my sister's place is...
We'd have to go a lot earlier than... Yeah. We're going over it earlier, but...
Her new house is got a big yard thing, field. So we could do that. We usually go to a park, but that's lame. Who wants to go to a public park?
You want
to
leave.
Yeah, I don't want to leave. I want to be where the food is.
Hopefully it's good enough weather. We can at least play outside in general, whatever games there are.
And I hope by then... So we've had some sick kids in the family the last few days. Last week or so, Phoebe had fever and horrible diapers and just kind of a rotten time. And then Van got a fever and was developed a pretty nasty cough. We think he got it from other sick kids.
That's usually how it works.
Yeah. Parents
but
are
he missed
fine.
A whole week of school. It made me sad.
Yeah. He's not real happy about that.
Well, it keeps him busy.
He's super sweet when he's sick, though. He's like a real cuddly little guy.
Yeah. Phoebe's not.
No.
She's like, no.
If she doesn't feel good, she just starts saying, no. But today, she's what, one?
Yep.
Taylor was here for brunch today. She holds up a picture on her phone of Bowser from the Mario universe. And without hesitation, she sees it and goes, Bowser.
Yep. She knows her stuff, man.
It's insane. How does a one-year-old do that? She's not supposed to be
that
good.
It's pretty great.
Anyway, they've been sick, but... They're okay now.
And they're getting better.
Yeah.
I think they're 90% well. So we got to see them for brunch today and it was fun.
Taylor did one of those WebMD mistakes though the other day. So she was like, what does it mean when their poo's a weird color? What does it mean when you... And she looked it up and kind of freaked out and ended up taking the kid to the ER. And it turned out the doctor's like, well, she doesn't have COVID, doesn't have RSV. She's got a virus. Everything will be fine. Now in another country, let's say you live in, I don't know, you're in London and this happens. No big deal. It's just part of your covered healthcare. You're done. You go home. You don't pay anything. Here, you walk away with like $1,500 bill. Yeah.
For them to say, sorry, there's nothing we can do for you.
Yeah, $1,500. Enjoy. Nice job.
Well.
Anyway.
It is what it is.
Van's been playing Bluey, the video game, and I couldn't be happier about that. I think that's awesome. And apparently it's pretty good. But the other day he questioned his love for dinosaurs, and I thought this would be fun to share. Because Kim or Taylor was like, we're going to show you the original Jurassic Park. Now, he was little. He loved it. But he didn't understand.
He just kept saying dino.
Yeah, he just loved the dinosaurs. He didn't understand the stakes that the people lived under. You know what I mean? Because some of them were going to die. Some of them were going to get hurt, scared at the very least. So this viewing, he, in the middle of it, they had to turn it off and say, I don't like dinosaurs anymore. And it's because the kids were scared in the movie.
The kids were screaming, and he's like, I don't like this.
Yeah, the kids in the, what are those, Jeeps, whatever they are.
Yeah.
In the movie, and they're they're flipping out in the car, and he even, his words were, my friends are sad. I don't like dinosaurs, or something like that. So yeah, maybe he's moved on. I don't know. The big dinosaur obsession perhaps is waning, finally, after 4 years of life.
He did put together a dinosaur puzzle today. It was fine because it's very kid-friendly puzzle. It's not scary of any,
yeah,
you know, not scary at all.
If you watch that Jurassic Park cartoon that's on Netflix that he liked before, I wonder how he'd do now.
Because yeah, I don't know.
Those people are in jeopardy a lot. You know what I mean? Because what's the fun of your dinosaur movie if you don't have, you know, yet people have to be scared.
Yeah.
Or else what's the point? What are you doing?
So he's like, I don't know if I like dinosaurs. He still loves all of his dinosaur things. He has bedding and, you know, he's been obsessed with dinosaurs since he was one. Mm. So I don't see it going away completely, but it kind of made him think for a minute like, oh, wait, this isn't as much fun as I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's a little more scary.
By the way, if you ever want to see a baby, a one-year-old, you know, not even walking yet, if you want to see her have a complete meltdown, give her a phone that's playing the Miss Rachel show on YouTube.
All the kids' parents know what this is now.
Yeah, if any of you are out there have very young children, I am sure you know what Miss Rachel is. I don't know if you do or not, but if you do, you know what I'm talking about. And for adults, she's kind of grating. It's hard to watch, but it's not for us. It's for little kids. So it's a lot of very baby talk and right to their faces and lots of good job kind of things. Right?
Oh, I like to hear you.
So she's sitting there all 1 year of herself watching this on a little phone, and Taylor reaches over very slowly and pulls the phone away, and she looks up at her and then explodes. She was so mad.
She's like, you can't take this away.
She started yelling the lady's name, Rachel, but she says,
Rayol.
Anyway, it's fun witnessing these things that we don't have to deal with at night. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah. Because if they, Van had nightmares the other night, it made me really sad, but it reminded me of his mom. Because she had night terrors for a while. It's not the same, but her night terrors, I hated that so much.
It was rough. It was a rough time.
We go running into her room.
And she'd just be looking right past you and still freaking out.
Yeah,
just
not totally scared. Awake. She was like something was behind me or something. I'd finally like squat and hold her hands and talk to her long enough. And then her focus would change to me and then she would just weep. I hated that. It was never very fair. But she's a good mom and knows how to handle this stuff, so... You know, yeah,
it's true.
Once a nightmare dealer with her, always a nightmare dealer with her. Anyway, so there's that. That's what's going on there. I am very glad to hear from a bunch of you. Some of you reached out and said, hey, I listened to Skim and these, you know, various other shows, and I got my copy of Dungeon Murder. I'm very happy to hear that.
Love it.
Hearing everybody's got a chance to play it. And look, I'm bad at promotion, generally speaking. Like, I'm the last person that's going to go, you'll be amazed by the thing I made. I don't talk like that.
No.
I'm not interested in that kind of promotion.
It's just fun to hear that people are having a good time with it. We'll have to play it this week, though.
Yeah, and it can, and it totally gives me confidence that I made a fun thing. Like, I think it's, I already thought it was really fun. You think it's fun. The kids, everybody around me, but you know, sometimes you need independent outside.
It's really fun to hear outside people go, I got my game. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you send pictures. Please keep those coming. I'm going to do some videos next week that will help explain some of the rules that a few people have asked about. They haven't been too many, but there's a couple of things about when you raid people's vaults, how and where that money comes from. I'll explain all that. But anyway, if you've gotten Dungeon Murder, congratulations. If you're hoping there'd be extras on the site, Well, you're going to have to wait a while because the goal is to get all the Kickstarter people completely 100% verified, covered.
Make sure everybody got their copy.
And then
we'll put it out.
Then we can put it out there. All right.
Totally. Makes sense.
Also, Kim is headed to Florida next week, and I'm not ready for you to leave. You're going for how long?
It's a girls' trip, and everyone that's going needs this trip.
It's Kim.
We missed a lot of trips with what happened with Angel.
Yeah.
So we missed a sibling trip and a birthday trip, and so, or for someone else, not me.
Right.
But my birthday's during this trip.
Yeah, it's perfect.
I'm so excited.
I'm actually really excited you get to do this because you.
I'm going to sit on a beach. That's way funner than being birthday. Here.
Yeah.
I hope it isn't raining, but we'll see.
Florida rain's not that
you
bad.
Never know.
Just be careful they don't try to burn a book that you own or something weird like that. Just kidding, Florida. We love you. But anyway.
All my books are on my Kindle.
Oh, no, they're going to burn your phone. She leaves the day after Thanksgiving, which is blackest of Fridays. And then.
What a
dark day for me. And Carter
will
be home.
You'll have food.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
The day after Thanksgiving, you'll have leftovers, and then you'll have food. Make sure.
Yeah, we're always covered. It's not like we're left in the lurch.
Yeah. But it's a good break trip, and missing a bunch of trips made me really need to just go on a trip where I didn't have to deal with anyone. I don't have to take care of anyone.
I know what you mean. So you got three sisters and a sister-in-law, right?
Yes.
And they're all wonderful. They're great. They're all going to have a blast.
Yep.
Except wait. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, it's three. Sorry. Kim comes from a large family. It's hard sometimes to keep track of everybody. But I'm excited for you. And I hope that while you're there, you have a better birthday than you would have here. Because I'm lame at birthdays. I don't really know what to do. It's like, hey, happy birthday. Here's the thing I bought.
You got me a Kindle last year. It was great.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
But it's boring.
No, it's not.
It's not like exciting.
I read it all the time. It is what I wanted.
I know. I know it is. I tried to do that when I can. Oh,
that's funny.
I hope they're not listening. They won't be listening. I bought a puzzle for my niece, who's 5?
6.
6.
She's 6.
She just turned 6 or she's going?
She turned 6 earlier in the year.
Okay. I don't remember when anyone turns anything anymore, but I just love that kid to death. And she loves puzzles, or at least she did last time I talked to her. Kids change a lot when they're this age, so maybe, maybe she'll...
I think she'll be excited that you got her a puzzle.
I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, so, we'll see them. So we're doing my family's thing between the two holidays.
Right.
So it's Christmas between thing. Christmas and Thanksgiving that we'll have our big family party.
Yep. And then mine will happen, I don't know when mine
Thanksgiving,
happens.
And then we'll do one at Christmas time, but I'm not sure when.
Yeah, we don't know about the Christmas
we thing. We haven't planned that far.
No. My mom...
we're just in the middle of trying to get freaking everyone's addresses for Christmas cards.
That's right.
So if you do want one... Let me know.
Oh, wow. You're just...
I'm just going to put it out there.
Throwing them out there, are you? Fantastic.
Look, Scott, you're drawing it. Don't be so that way about it.
I'm just mean, like, you don't want to... You already have a huge list. You don't want to just keep pumping those out, do you? I mean, we could give away
if
a few.
If I get some...
All right, we'll see.
From people, then I will send them some.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
We'll have an exchange.
We're going to do a Christmas card exchange. Wait, oh, that's just Christmas
That's
cards.
Just Christmas. Yeah, that's all of Christmas. Nicely done. Also, what else? So that sucks. You're going to be out of town. For me, it'll be great for you. I'm excited for you. And I hope everything goes great. Everyone's good and healthy. You're there in the better weather and like hurricane season's over, sort of.
I think so. Yeah,
it should be. You never know anymore. That's
changed too much.
Creeping up our shorts any minute.
Keep an eye out.
Last night we did a... So I've seen Fury Road 20 times now. Last night was my 20th viewing.
And you've kept up with how many times you've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
I love that movie. As everyone knows, I talk about it way too much. Mad Max Fury Road, I think, is a perfect film and one of the best movies, if not the best movie, the last 15, 20 years. And I get some heat from that from people who disagree with me. But for the most part, people generally agree. It's an amazing movie. At the very least, you can say it's one of, if not the best action film you've ever seen. It's incredible.
It's an awesome movie.
So I love it. And I'm always forcing it down everybody's throat and whatever. Carter's got this friend named Alicia, who's a total sweetheart and kind of a creative kid in her own right. And she's super into cosplay and doing stuff for Comic-Con. And she's also just really sweet and nice. And so... When we found out she hadn't seen it, I was like, oh, a
noob. Now we know what we're doing on Saturday night.
Let's bring it in. Let's get this going. And I'll have to admit, I was a little bit worried that it might be just slightly beyond her sensibilities, or I didn't want her to feel bad. Because it's an intense thing, right?
Yeah, it's an intense movie.
She ended up loving it.
She liked it.
Yeah, she really liked it a lot. We talked for a whole bunch
Scott
after.
Scott just likes having someone that's never seen it watch it with him.
Yeah.
He's like, this is so great. And he didn't talk the whole movie, which, by the way, I need everyone to know, is a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal for me to shut up the whole time. I mean, I started talking immediately when it was over.
Yes.
I wanted to tell everybody about the nighttime scenes and all the stuff I knew about that and about what actors has died since the thing was made and why. And like, I have all this dumb trivia about the movie and no one to share it with. So it was like a good opportunity. But I, you know, I got to say, I've seen, I don't know, I'm trying to think of other movies I may have seen 20 times. And the closest I can think of is some combination of Star Wars, probably Empire Strikes Back is in there. And the other movie, I loved Serenity movie, the Firefly movie.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that 20 plus times. So this is the third in that category. And I have to tell you, I do not get sick of it.
I can see that.
There's nothing about it where I go, oh, this scene could be shorter, or oh, I wish that was not
no,
here.
No, you're never ready for it to be over.
I'm just go.
It's like Dune. I love Dune for the same thing.
I haven't seen
it 20 times, but I've seen it a few and I love it.
Yep, I feel that way about Dune. I feel that way about Villeneuve's other deals. Blade Runner 2049 fits in that category for me. Love that movie so much. Watch that anytime. So yeah, like, bring it on, baby. Fury Road, here to stay, here to be in your life. All right. Let's talk about our friends at Factor real quick. Kim likes Factor for reasons that are different than why I like them. You like them as from a tasty standpoint, right? They're good.
Yes.
They're yummy. But what Kim really likes about these is that they're healthy and available to me when you leave town and you're worried about me. You know I'll eat well because I have Factor meals in the fridge.
Yes, and they're not frozen.
They're not frozen.
That's the best part.
And they only take 2 minutes to make, which I can totally do. I am smart. I am smart. S-M-A-R-T.
S-M-R-T?
So here's the deal. We like to skip the stress of meal prepping, especially over the holidays. You do it when you have to, but if you can skip some and spend more time with family and do things you want to do, well, that's even better. So the nice thing is I can choose from 35 plus weekly flavor packed meals, never frozen meals, by the way, as Kim said, fresh all the time, that support a healthy lifestyle, meet my meal preferences, all delivered directly to my door and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. It sounds crazy, but it's true. This holiday season, you might be looking for nutritious, convenient meals to keep you energized on jam-packed days. Factor's America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service can help you. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle while, you know, tackling all those holiday to-dos. We all have plenty of those. Head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code skim50 to get 50%, times that by 5, 50% off. All right, skim50, 50% off. You don't want to be totally busy during the holidays. You already do enough stuff, hon. So throw me one of those in the microwave and I'm done.
I don't have to cook.
You don't have to make anything. And I didn't eat like crap. I didn't just go get a burger. I ate a really healthy, awesome meal. Are you looking for special occasion meals during the holidays? Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. Enjoy premium ingredients like broccolini, leeks, truffle butter, and asparagus. I do like asparagus. You know what else is good? Pickled. But that's for a different topic. Anyway, and also if you're looking for calorie conscious options over the holidays, which we all probably ought to be doing, I know I should be doing, and you also want the great taste, well, try delicious dietitian approved calorie smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Insane. Head to factormeals.com/skim50 and use the code skim50 to get 50% off. That's code skim50 at factormeals.com/skim50 to get 50% off. Kim, it's time for emails.
All righty.
Woohoo! We start with a voicemail. This came to me as just a file in their email, in an email attachment. So usually you can do these voicemails via our hotline. I'll give you that in a minute. But we'll play this. This is a recipe for you to try.
Sweet.
Everybody at home can try this as well. It's about a minute long. Check it out.
Hey, Scott and Kim. This is Thomas and
Tammy
Maddock. And I listen to your podcast, Live Joy Skim. It's a great show. We want to talk to you about one of our favorite recipes. We had it for lunch today. It's called
PBH chicken.
And so what you do, here's the recipe for you, Kim. Try it. So let us know what you guys think. So you put in the crock pot, you put a chicken breast, one breast per person that you're going to be serving, one scoop of peanut butter, or a spoonful of peanut butter per person, and one scoop of honey per person, or spoonful, I guess spoonful would be better, per person. Cook it on low for 3 hours. After 3 hours, add another spoonful of peanut butter and another spoonful of honey per chicken breast. Cook it down for another 3 hours. Now, I like it served over the big, thick egg noodles, and we had it with beets today.
Mm-hmm.
Beets. So you pick your favorite vegetable, serve it over that, and it is delicious. We've had it now
couple of years.
Yeah, I wrote this recipe several years ago, and we've had it. It's one of our favorites. So hope you guys enjoy it, and keep up with the good show, and talk to you later.
What do you think of that?
That sounds amazing. I love a good peanut butter sauce, or a peanut sauce.
Yeah, me too.
That sounds so good.
It's 90% of what I like with Thai food is something with peanuts.
Yeah.
In it.
But with chicken and honey is going to make it really good.
Yeah.
Over noodles sounds amazing.
It seemed like a lot of cooking, though. 3 hours, do the thing again,
well,
3 hours.
Well, it's a slow cooker crock pot. It's kind of what I do whenever anything you make in there is all day.
Okay.
So if you put it in the morning, 3 hours later, you're just adding more stuff to it and then just leave it on low.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. We need to try that.
You want to try that?
Okay. For sure. Thank you.
I like chicken. I'm a big fan of the chicken,
yes,
so keep that
are.
Coming. All right, here's one. This is a text. Came to us at 801-471-0462. You can also voicemail this line if you want to. Here's the text from Ken, or it says, "Hey, Scott and Kim, Kelly here from Arizona. And I was wondering if you guys played any sports in high school or anything like that," says Kelly. No. Well, I'll start. No, even though I was tall and probably could have gotten good enough in basketball to get picked, I've never been one for competition or like intense competition, especially at when you're also going through high school and you're going through just adolescence in general and everything's already intense. The last thing I wanted to do was like that. I just couldn't see myself doing it. And I loved it. I'd go to the games. I had friends who were quote unquote jocks. I had all of the, you know, all the exposure to it. I just didn't want to be all up in that world on my, you know, myself. For whatever reason, it just stuck out that way. Played soccer as a little kid, baseball a little bit. Same problem though, toward the end of that, when you're 8 or 9 years old, I just started not liking how intense everybody was. And I don't know what that says about me, but I definitely didn't alpha male my way through sports in that era. Did you ever do any? I know you were class president, but what'd you do?
I was the basketball team's manager.
Have we never talked
in
about
high school?
This?
No, I don't think we have.
Manager?
Yeah, I managed the girls' basketball team, so I was...
Did you play, though?
No.
So what is... You're just like the team manager?
I was the manager.
Manager.
I was doing the water bottles and the scorecard and things like that for the
support
games.
Support bras?
Yeah, I was... Yeah. I did play on kind of a rec league type thing. I loved playing volleyball.
Oh, yeah, volleyball's
I was pretty
great.
Good at that. I played, but I was a lot more intimidated by basketball.
I think I liked volleyball more when I never played it like competitively in school or anything, but when I would play it, that's one of the things I liked about it is it didn't feel like there was as much pressure to
I
play volleyball.
I felt like that was great at the age when everyone's the same age. As an adult, though, I tried playing volleyball on a team and other people who had played in college volleyball teams, on college volleyball teams, would play with us, and that was intimidating because they were so,
yeah,
this once again, super into it and so excited and mm-hmm. like kind of screaming and yelling, and not at me, but just in general. And
near
that
you.
Was a lot more intimidating.
Yeah, I'm just not into that. I'm the same way with video
the
games and stuff,
aggressiveness like, of some sports.
Yeah, that's why esports have never interested me as a thing to play. I'll play them as games. But I'm not interested in that level of competition.
It's the level. Yeah, the levels of competition. If you're going just to play for fun and everyone else in the same boat, it's really fun.
Yeah. But take this from me. Here's some advice. I'm 6'4", roughly. A little shy of 6'4", 6'3 and a half. Tall enough to be, you know, somebody on the court who can block your shots and, you know, reach around and be all kinds of problems for you. But because I'm not aggressive in that way, I would just get worked. Like, I had a little shorty guy I used to work for. He was kind of a co-boss, I guess you could say, at the company I worked for. And he played BYU college ball.
You guys used to play at the parks and stuff on Saturday mornings.
All
just
the
for
time.
Fun.
Yeah, just for fun. But this one guy, who was shorter than me, skinnier than me, all this stuff. But he was so practiced and so good at it that I just looked like a tree that couldn't move. It was kind of effed up. So I quit doing that. as well, but whatever. Sports is great. I mean, I people who play, and if you can get the whole team vibe going and, you know, build leadership skills, all that stuff's true. All true. I have no like bad feelings about the jocks I grew up with or that whole vibe or subculture or even now professional sports and how hardcore people get. I think it's great. I just don't. Hmm. Do you know what I do like though? I like movies about this. I love The Natural. I love Miracle, the hockey one.
Scott wants to sit on his butt and watch other people play.
Yeah. I like video game golf, but I don't want to play golf. I want to play video game golf, you know? It's like that.
That's great.
Here is a final message from Trinity 87. I'm going to assume they were born in 87. I don't know why. I'm just going to. Hello, married people. It's your single listener, Trinity 87. The only time I've ever regretted being single and childless is when I listen to this show. What's up with that? Any idea why this is? Love the show, Trinity.
We love that you listen, Trinity.
We've never talked about this. We never give pressure to people.
No.
To have kids.
Everybody's got to do their own thing.
Yeah. If somebody says, yeah, we're just not interested in having kids, it does not bother me. Now, if that same person said, oh, we changed our mind and we're pregnant, we're due in 9 months, I get very excited for them. All right. But it's not because I was pushing for it or anything like that. I think people should live whatever life they want to live. If they're not hurting somebody else, it's theirs. It's not mine.
But it's kind of adorable that that's when they feel that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, we will talk all day about how, you know, I loved my kids growing up. They were so much fun when they were little. But there were also times where one of them barfed all over the bed 4 times a night, or other one pooped their pants in the worst possible scenario, or you had
Carter
to pull the car over.
An entire year not sleeping in her crib and across our pillows.
So right.
Your feet are hanging off the end of the bed. What you got to do. Everyone's got to get some sleep somehow.
When she was,
it was a rough time.
When she was totally potty trained at 2 years old, 2 and a half or whatever, she was laying on me taking a nap and had no diaper on and peed all over me.
Oh, no, she was much
me.
Younger than that.
No, she was like 2.
I don't know. But I remember you freaking out. You're laying on the couch and you're just like, I think she just like had a bath and then she came and gave you a hug and then just kind of laid on you watching TV and just peed all over you.
Peed all over me while she was asleep. So if you meet her now, just give her a hard time. But the point is, like, yes, you have these ups and you have these downs, but they all combine into this like amazing life experience that I would never trade for anything. But that being said, if somebody doesn't want to have kids, that's totally fine. You want to have one? Great. You want to have zero? Fine.
You're an aunt or an uncle? Awesome.
You want to never get married? Never get married, never have a long-term thing? That's fine too. Everybody should get to be where they want to be.
Yep.
You know?
Exactly.
Whatever that is.
That makes us happy. Happy.
Yeah, and I didn't, you know, when we first got pregnant the first time, I didn't know what I wanted. I didn't know if I was going to be a good dad or not. Remember how nervous I was?
Oh, I do.
I was terrified. I think I was wrong because it turned out fine, but you know, you're supposed to do what you do. Do what you do. All right. So Trinity, don't feel guilty when you listen to us talk about this stuff. And I guess I'm glad that you can be all levels of single and still enjoy it and still be here because you're welcome. That's it for emails and texts. As you can see, these are all texts today. No emails. I don't know what's going on, you slackers, except for that voicemail. skimshow@gmail.com. It's busy holidays, I guess. Also 801-471-0462. Please keep your stuff coming because we love it. For the foodie this week, I just put question marks because I don't know what.
Yesterday,
yeah,
I had baking day with my friends.
Yep.
We've done it. I've been there a few years. They've been doing it for 20 years. This is before I ever met either one of them.
Okay.
So my friends get together every year on a Saturday in November and have a baking day.
Yeah.
So we did. Yesterday. And it was really fun.
And made stuff
I
can't eat.
Whatever you want. Well, they both make like Christmas puddings.
Yeah.
Which is the very European version of that. So it's kind of like fruitcake, but then it's steamed.
Yeah. It's like the blood from a cow's hoof or something.
Blood in it.
What is it they do over there?
It's a lot of raisins and currants and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's British. British by descent or whatever. Her family.
So that's what they made. And I decided to make cookie dough because that's what I like to eat. Not the cookie dough, but the cookies.
Yeah.
I made, what were they? Bourbon. They were gingerbread cookies, but they were just round ones. They weren't cut into shapes.
Yeah. When they cook, they blow up. Like, they remind me of a really good snickerdoodle.
Yes. but the shape of they it. Were very gingerbready.
Yeah.
They had a lot of dense flavors in there.
Very fall cookie.
They were maple. No, it's not maple syrup. What's the stuff called?
Is it?
Why can't I think?
What is a syrup flavor or something?
No, it's not a syrup. It's I'm gonna look it up really quick.
Molasses.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Bourbon molasses gingerbread cookies.
I don't know how I got that right.
I could not think of molasses for whatever reason. So I made those cookies. I made the dough and made them into little balls and gave them some, and I brought some home. And they are incredibly good.
They are good. I ate half of one. I'm not supposed to.
Try a new cookie recipe that you've never tried. That's what I did. Mm. I'd never made these before.
Yep. And they're good.
And then what are we doing this week? It's Thanksgiving. So I am in charge of the green beans. So I'm going to make some really good bacony green beans.
Yeah. It's the stuff my mom likes.
But I'm also in charge of appetizers.
Ooh.
And I get to do whatever I want. So
you get to be creative there.
I'm going to do some deviled eggs that have like really yummy pickled things on top.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do some kimchi ones.
Oh, I'd be down.
Kimchi pickled eggs or deviled eggs would be really good.
You might have to buy a fresh batch though. What? Because the one I got is...
it's starting to get kimchi. A little...
Yeah. It's not like funky. Going bad. It's
no.
just that it's got that sharper, older taste and it's still fine, but some people
more.
Don't like that. So.
And then I think I'm going to make the bacon wrap dates. So the dates are filled with cream cheese and then you wrap them in bacon and then you put a little maple syrup on top and bake them.
Oh my gosh, that sounds
make
good.
Make them all crispy.
Yeah. We had... Kim made pancakes today and the syrup you used was from...
It was a bourbon barrel... maple syrup.
That's what it was.
And it's so good.
It tasted a little like a guy who'd been at the bar all night. but then it had a nice after thing going. It was good. It worked out. But at first you're like, oh, what am I eating here? I feel like I'm licking the face.
Well,
of
you also
rhino.
Were eating like grits and eggs and bacon with that. So you're getting rid of the salty and then the super sweet. But it was
it
was really good.
We were eating like British people today.
No, we didn't have beans on toast.
That's true. But you did have a good scramble. You had amazing grits. I guess that's more America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where grits or originated. Do you?
I don't know.
French,
I
mean, maybe?
Italian polenta is really similar.
Could be Italian.
The same kind of grind, you know, ground grit or ground corn.
Grimy grin, ground
grit.
I like your grits are insane. That sounds dirty, but Kim's grits are so good. They're so good. There's a little cheese in it.
I always put some cream cheese. I do half water, half milk when I cook them. And then I put thyme leaves in there.
Yep.
And then I put either a Gruyere or a smoked Gouda or today's was a white cheddar.
If y'all have been to like a Cracker Barrel and you've had the grits, you probably thought, oh, these are fine. You have no idea. You really don't. These are next level. They're so
really,
good.
Really have messed with the recipe and made it really good.
Maybe one day... Somehow.
I'm not a purist when it comes to grits where, you know, you just put butter and cheese or butter and salt and that's it.
Yeah.
I like just messing around with it till we find the right recipe.
Yeah, find what you like. Regular grits, that's for when the zombies come, you know.
We'll have some for then too.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of grits for that. All right, well, there's your foodie for the week. We hope you guys enjoyed that. And that is going to do it for us. We're going to try to squeeze in a show on Thanksgiving. If not, it'll be a show from... where you are
from
in Florida from the road. We did that before near Mississippi. Happy to do that again if we have to. We'll see what we can squeeze in, but we're bringing a little holiday Thanksgiving / something-ish edition of things. And by then, we'll probably have been to Walmart, Target, Costco, and Sam's Club 8 more times because that's what we do.
What's your problem?
That's what we do this time of year. We just, who needs a thing? Oh, we better go to Costco and buy 14 of them. See you later. There's a little of that going on. It's fine.
It's fine.
You know what? I'm feeling very...
I think you're hilarious.
I'm feeling... that makes one of you. I'm feeling very, very holiday-ish, but in a strange way. I'm having 2012 vibes because I'm playing World of Warcraft again.
Oh.
And I'm playing it with some of the friends I played with back then. And I'm playing Diablo, which back then it was 3. Now it's 4. But it's got this vibe around it of the cozy... winter games I'd like to play. And for whatever reason, that more than almost anything is making me feel holiday-ish. Your tree is awesome. You've already put up the candles we're burning. All those things help, but there's something about that. Isn't that weird?
That's funny. I like that though.
Cause
I get my own little vibes of not of a year specifically, but I get all cozy in my Christmas blanket and watch my shows and make those cookies.
Do you have a favorite year that you've ever had? It's hard, right?
I don't know. I'm trying to think what it would be.
Because it's easy for a 10-year-old to go, oh, yeah, that was when I was 7, you know? Because it's the only...
I did like when I was 40. We moved here. It was in 2013.
2013. That was a good year.
It was a good year.
2015 for me. I love that year.
Okay.
I don't know why. Everything was firing. The only downside, there's some things I've pushed away. Like I was having some health issues then that are now resolved. But it was a...
That's funny that you...
It was annoying. But I don't think of that. I think of everything else that was cool is the best Nerdtacular we ever did. Straight up. No competition. It was such a good one.
A year. Your favorite year.
Just a great year. In Fury
tell
Road.
That next time you see him, because he's always asking for everyone's favorite. What's your favorite color?
Oh, yeah. He loves
and
that.
And now he's learned to say why afterwards.
Yeah. Now he wants
what's your favorite? He asked me today, what's your favorite giraffe?
Yeah.
And I said, a baby giraffe. And he said, why? I said, because it's so cute.
He wants context now. He's in contextual mode.
What's your favorite color? Why?
Yeah. I also like 2005 decently. I don't know, something about the fives.
Interesting.
95 I really enjoyed. New baby. We're a young couple doing the 20s thing.
Yeah.
It's great.
94 she was born, yeah.
Yeah, the year before. So she was, you know, one. And then 85, I think of very fondly.
I was
14, 15, 16 in that range. And I was like having a ball.
You're a sophomore.
A great time to be alive. I don't know, man. Something about the fives. Yeah, we'll see if 2025 is amazing or garbage. Because 2020, not so great. I'll be honest. All right. If we're looking for the fives, 2020, you failed. You piece of shit. Pardon my French. Kim's half French Cajun, so it's fine.
It's fine.
Let's get out of here. That's going to do it.
You guys are awesome.
Patreon.com/frogpants if you want to support the show. And you can find everything about Skim over at frogpants.com/skim. I think that's going to do it. Kim, any final thoughts before we go?
Go make some cookies you've never made before.
See you guys next time.
Ready for breakfast? Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Get more at frogpants.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.